Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. If you're a regular follower of the podcast and morning devotion broadcast, you'll likely realize we've been missing the first part of this week. Had a great restful time away with my family and was able to get some rest. I spent kind of an extended weekend in the flooded central Indiana, and actually a lot of devastation there, but it enhanced our rest, because the things that we would have typically done that are enjoyable but not necessarily restful were not able to be done. And so different state parks, the trails were closed, and just the activities that normally would have been doing outside weren't able to take place. And so God kind of used that to help us rest more than otherwise we might have. But it's good to be back and to share this morning. Talking and praying this week, hopefully you've saw the prayer guide posted here on Facebook and distributed at church on sowing good seed and paying attention to the things that are planted in our life, the things that we are planting with our life. And so today we want to focus in on sowing what you want to harvest, paying attention not only to the desired outcome, but well, the preparation to get there. Galatians 6:7 says, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows." Shared this illustration before, but I think it fits well. Growing up, one of the things that I enjoyed doing in the winter months was combing through the various seed catalogs that we would get in the mail to decide what I wanted to grow. Now, as a teenager, child, young preteen, my desire to grow things was twofold. I wanted to grow things that would make money, but I also wanted to grow things that I enjoyed, that looked unique, or things that I enjoyed eating, like sweet corn. And so those were kind of two different, sometimes competing, sometimes complementary desires. But the thing with the seed catalog is, you can't just order a huge bag of seed and plant it and decide later what you want it to be. It's going to be whatever that seed came from. And so those lessons of, if you want to harvest sweet corn, you plant sweet corn. If you want to harvest pumpkins, you plant pumpkins. If you want to harvest Brussels sprouts, you plant Brussels sprouts. If you want to harvest flowers, you plant flowers. And the specific flowers, you plant those specific flower seeds. And the same is true in our life. For Christians, at least, we desire to harvest eternal life. That's our goal. That's our desire. That's what God promises. And so we plant the things that lead to righteousness. We consider that the seed that's being planted into our life We'll talk about the other direction in just a moment, but we have to begin by considering, what do I want to grow in my life? Now, I don't know of a lot of people that would say, I want anger to grow in my life. I want bitterness to grow in my life. I want hatred to grow in my life. I want discontentment. I've not knowingly met people that want those things to grow in their life. And yet I've met people, I suspect you have as well, that kind of act like they like those things growing in their life. I've also met people that aren't quite sure how they got there. Now, granted, as the parable that Philip shared in the Message Sunday talked about the enemy sowing tares in among the wheat, the enemy does sow seed in our life. We live in this world. If you've ever grown a garden, you'll discover that you don't have to plant weed seeds. They're carried in by birds. They're blown in by the wind. They're present in the soil already. You just simply have to be diligent in removing them and taking care of them and dealing with them appropriately. But I also realize that sometimes we have those characteristics of anger and hatred and bitterness and discontent because those are the seeds that we're allowing to be planted into our life. And we're not putting an end to it. We're not stopping it. We're not filtering it. And sometimes those seeds are simply planted by the enemy in our mind, and sometimes those seeds are planted by the people around us that we choose to listen to. Those that stir up trouble, the agitators. We live in a world that's filled with agitators. And when we allow those seeds of agitation to be planted in our life, we should not be surprised at what grows. And so we guard our heart, our mind, our thoughts, our intake. But just as those seeds that are planted into our life are what grows, the seeds that we plant with our life are what produces the harvest. So sometimes our life ends up planting those seeds of division. We become one of those agitators. We create thoughts and actions of hatred and anger and bitterness. And we wonder why everyone around us is that way. And sometimes we have to at least look at our own life and ask, what am I planting? There's a lot of work of the enemy that goes on, and I'm not saying it's always my fault, it's always your fault, but we ought to at least look at what we're planting. The seeds we ought to be planting are seeds that God's Spirit produces in us. If we want to avoid the division and anger and hatred and bitterness, we plant seeds of love, of joy, of peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, the fruit of the Spirit. Those things grow because God's Spirit has been planted in our life, and that's what it produces. And when we sow those seeds, the seeds of the Spirit, we treat people with love and kindness, with patience and mercy, with gentleness, with self-control. You see, those things are not simply things that we benefit from. They're things that, well, God uses in our life to benefit others. We plant those seeds and we water and we cultivate. And a harvest is prepared and brought in by God Himself. We want our family to be a more peaceful place. We want our church to be a more loving place. We want our community to be a more giving place. Then we have to plant the seeds of those things and allow the spring rains to nourish, germinate those seeds, to allow the summer sun to grow, cause to grow those germinated seeds which are trying to prosper. And we prepare and we get ready and we call upon God daily to bring in a harvest of righteousness. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has planted within our life your Spirit. And that Spirit produces a seed of righteousness that is like no other. So God, today I pray that you would help us to be mindful as to what we're allowing to be planted and to grow in our life. When the enemy blows in seeds that are weeds, may we notice that and deal with it appropriately. When the agitators of this world stir up our mind and our thoughts, and things begin to grow in us that are not noble or wholesome or right, may we acknowledge that and may we reject those seeds. But Father, even as we're careful in paying attention to what seeds are planted in our life so that our life belongs to you, may we also be careful as to the seeds our life is planting in others. May we guard our tongue. May we pay attention to our actions and the way that we express truth. And God, by our very life, may we plant seeds of righteousness that prepares the people around us for a great harvest. May we be patient in allowing those seeds to grow and nurturing them when they struggle. Father, if we've been guilty of planting seeds of division or bitterness or agitation, may we, number one, not be surprised when we reap those things, but number two, and more importantly, may we repent. May we be involved in weeding the garden of life. So that the cares of this world do not choke out the seeds which have been carefully planted. And so, God, today I pray that you would help us. Help us to know the harvest that's desired so that we would plant accordingly. May we recognize that the key to all of this is found as we abide in Jesus and He abides in us. And so as we look towards the harvest, as we plant according to the harvest, may we lift up Jesus in all things so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.